Well, it's August, and it's going to be hot, hot, hot all through September. So let's get started on all the fun things you can do around town. Starting with Floridorama, they're hosting a literary festival featuring more than 30 authors, live talks, local artists, and more on August 22nd. And Radio St. Pete will be there. We'll be talking to some of the authors that are there. And of course, you know some of them quite well. We'll get down to that in a minute. It's going to be from 12 to 6 p.m. And it's the first one. It's going to be a six-hour festival. It'll bring together more than 30 authors for an afternoon of book talks, local makers, and creative experiences. And only Floridorama can do that. It's so much fun there. And lots of, incredibly creative situations are there all year round. There's a museum that lets you explore Florida at its best, some wacky stuff, some cool stuff. And throughout the afternoon, scheduled author talks will take place every 30 minutes, giving attendees the opportunity to hear directly from a diverse lineup of writers and storytellers. Featured authors include Jeffrey Armstrong, Bill Berry, Carlene Cobb, Jeannie Carlson, who has been on air. You can check out my interview with her on our podcast channel. Jesse Kaysen, Chaim Freiberg, who has also been on Radio St. Pete, Louise Harris, Emily Hernandez, Linda Hansen, Sharon Preston Folta. We love Sharon Preston Folta, good friend of ours, and her book and her movie about Louis Armstrong is so moving. Gail Lenhart, Jeannie Mansfield, Tamara Lush, who is I feature in My Bay Magazine this next month in September, and also will be interviewing with Margot Hammond this week, so you'll be able to listen to that during lunchtime conversations. Tom Winchester, and of course, the one and only Bill DeYoung, his vintage St. Pete number 4 is out. You hear him on Arts Alive every Friday on Radio St. Pete. The list continues with Amanda Duggar, Apollo Infinity, co-star Kevin Rankin, Kathy Celestri, who's Florida Spectacular, also airs on Radio St. Pete, Brittany Renew, Adam Peters, Paul Wilborn, the one and only, also has his podcast on Radio St. Pete. The Palladium is closed for renovation. His newest book is amazing. Brandi Stark, of course, Dr. Brandi Stark, who is the Spirits of St. Petersburg, also appears on Radio St. Pete regularly. Mallory Silva, Jessica Rios, Julie Rocco, Rick Savage, John Wilson, who has appeared with Rui Farias on Historically St. Pete, Christopher Ward, and Sally Pye. That is just, before lunch. So I love the fact that St. Petersburg Press is involved with this. Amy Cianci does an incredible job with that. And there's going to be art by Penna, handmade stained glass artworks. Michelle Lopez, I'm going to be building my own pen. I hope you'll join me doing that. Zena Henna on Henna Art. Bohme Art Studio, Handmade Art, The Bookmobile, Mobile Library Van, and The Book Lounge, Blind Date with a Book. Doesn't get more fun than that. There are food and drinks, plenty of opportunities to discover new things. And again, this is August 22nd from 12 to 6. So Floridorama is cooler than a museum, smarter than a theme park, and weirder than a carnival. It's located at 2606 Fairfield Avenue South, St. Pete, Florida, and near to the Warehouse Arts District. It's an accessible, indoor, immersive art experience and Florida-themed family attraction located in St. Pete. It's designed for all ages and interests. It partners with 85 artists, most of them local, to create a captivating world of playful installations that celebrate original Florida stories. And the woman behind it, Liz Dimmitt, is one amazing Florida story herself. Beyond the one-of-kind immersive experience, guests can enjoy a robust selection of games and calendars of events. You can learn more at floridorama.art and follow them on Facebook and social. And of course, we encourage you to vote for Radio St. Pete as best radio station for Best of the Bay. And that is Creative Loafing. We've got the links up on our social. And the big event is going to be October 7th at the Coliseum in downtown St. Petersburg. It's presented by the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, much closer than normal. So we're very excited about that. So lots of music going on around downtown. So listen, I can't tell you how excited I am to be seeing Modest Mouse on Big Hair Sound on September 16th, Eric Bailey, September 18th through 19th at the Comedy Club in Clearwater, John Fogerty and Steve Winwood, September 19th, Mike Kinerboo, September 19th, the Music for Life Living Arts Center at Ruth Eckert Horde, Hall, WASP on September 22nd, Rise Against September 25th at the Bay Care Sound. Jordan P. B. is at the Clearwater Comedy Club on September 25th, 26th. America, October 2nd at Ruth Eckert Hall, one of my favorite bands. Jenny Stensel at the Clearwater Comedy Club, October 2nd through 3rd. The one and only Ziggy Marley and Government Mule at Bay Care Sound, October 4th. Celtic Thunder, October 4th at Ruth Eckert Hall. Boz Scaggs, the one and only, October 8th. Can't wait to see him. Never seen him here. Seen him in San Francisco. That's going to be wonderful at Ruth Eckert Hall. And Scott Bradley's Postmodern Jukebox, another one of my favorites, October 9th on Ruth Eckert Hall. Ty Myers on October 9th at Bay Care Sound. G.R. Goodwin, Comedy Club, October 9th through 10th in Clearwater. There's a lot of comedy around town. There was just a big festival this weekend. Spitfire Comedy is wonderful. Comedy Central is wonderful, and there is also a comedy club at the Tradewinds. The Book of Will is at the West Coast Players, October 9th through 25th, and coming to American stage is the Janis Joplin musical. It's going to be one of a kind. Get your bras ready to throw at Tom Jones, folks, October 10th. It's an annual event. I love him. He's getting older, but he can still rock the world. That's going to be at Ruth Eckert Hall. Also coming up is the Avett Brothers at the Bay Care Sound, October 10th. Jimmy Fallon, hilarious guy, at the Bildheimer Capitol Theater, October 10th. Freedom Rocks, 38 Special, the Marshall Tucker Band, and Don Felder, October 11th at the Sam. Tedeschi Trucks, an amazing concert, for sure, will be at October 13th at Bay Carroll Sam. And the Vampire Circus, October 15th at Ruth Eckert Hall. And then, of course, the one and only Clearwater Jazz Holiday. Cannot believe it's finally going to be here. And, oh, my God, Chris Bodie is headlining. We have an interview with him running. Just amazing. And, you know, there's nothing that doesn't happen there. You've got Sheila E. You've got Arturo Sandoval, Larkin Poe, Tomcat Orchestra, all the local incredible bands. So have that on your calendar, October 15th through the 18th. We'll be doing interviews in advance, and we'll be there covering all of the fun. Also going on, in Dunedin on the 18th is Voices of Jazz at the Dunedin Community Center. Robert Deutsch is September 25th, Coastal Lifestyle House Concerts, and Downtown Dunedin Crafts Festival, Saturday and Sunday, October 10th through 11th. That's always in Main Street and a wonderful thing to do. Of course, don't miss the Sunday Market at USF St. Pete, at Kenwood, and soon, October 1st, the Downtown Saturday Market will be back in its normal location. Gecko Fest is Saturday, September 5th in Downtown Waterfront District at Beach Boulevard. Eliza Neals is September 25th at the Katherine Hickman Theater. And Nan Colton presents Georgia O'Keeffe Sunday, September 27th at the Katherine Hickman Theater. Winding up is Jason Ritchie and the Bad Kind at Katherine Hickman Theater, October 21st. So, I love the 8 o'clock theater at Central Park Performing Arts Center. You can enjoy that on September 4th through 13th. That's at Largo. And there's more. We have Hotter Than July at the Pinellas Park Performing Arts Center. That's a tribute to Stevie Wonder coming up in September. And on, as we said, in Largo, Central Park Performing Arts Center, Journey's Jonathan Cain. It's an evening with Journey's Jonathan Cain, and it's a unique performance. It combines music, storyteller, and personal testimony from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Again, at the Central Park Performing Arts Center. Starship featuring Mickey Thomas will be at Ruth Eckert Hall Thursday, August 20th. John Waite will also perform, and Mickey Thomas is the owner of the soaring voice that propelled Starship through the decade of the 80s. The Squeeze, Adam Ant, and Haircut 100 at the Bay Care Sound on August 19th. And the one and only Buddy Guy, yes, Buddy Guy, will be at Ruth Eckert Hall on August 23rd. Rob Zombie and Marilyn Manson will be Friday, August 21st at the Tampa, Florida State Fairgrounds. He's a rock icon and a filmmaker with a unique vision, Rob Zombie is. Goo Goo Dolls, one of my favorite in Tampa, multi-platinum, four-time Grammy-nominated rock and roll band. Goo Goo Dolls on the road for a summer tour that comes to the Mid-Florida Credit Union, August 24th in Tampa. Definitely worth the drive. And Skipper's Smokehouse has one of my favorites, blue rock singer, guitarist, and songwriter, Eric Johansson. From New Orleans, Louisiana, he stands at the forefront of modern blues with his groundbreaking album, The Deep and the Dirty. Worth a drive for sure. Coming up in November, one of our favorite things, and again, Radio St. Pete is a partner, and we'll be doing interviews in advance with the Suncoast Jazz Festival, November 20th through 22nd. We'll be featuring headliners, John Pizzarelli Trio and Anna Cohen, featuring Diego Figueredo, Jason Marsalis, Dave Bennett Quartet, Jonathan Russell, Chuck Redd, and so many more. Local artists and people coming from around town, Theo Valentin, James Suggs, Nate Nager, Daniel Soledade, Hot Tonic, La Lucha, Simon Lasky, Allison Nash, Al Downing Trio, Paul Wilburn and Eugenie Bondurant, and it is so much fun. We'll be there. We'll be doing interviews in advance, November 20th through the 22nd. Be there or be square. Two new restaurants are coming to Clearwater, and two new restaurants are coming to Seminole City Center. Yes, the Shake Shack is coming to Seminole City Center, and a taco place is opening up there. Over on Cleveland Street, Streetlight Taco is coming, and this is from Chef Bryce Bonsack. His Michelin-starred Italian restaurant, Rocca, which is under the Taste Pretty Good banner, is incredible. And so it's great that he's opening two concepts, Streetlight Taco, sweet potato tacos, and so much more. He just opened Lumbre, a Spanish-inspired restaurant, and Rippers will be a 33-seat burger, chicken wing, and deep-fried hot dog concept that will come into the historic telephone building on Cleveland Street's 500 block. And as always, friends, get out there and discover all of the museums and galleries, historical societies, from downtown St. Pete to Clearwater to Palm Harbor to the beaches, because Tampa Bay is the most fun you can have all summer long. This week with Wiser, featuring August and September, we'll see you next weekend.